Welcome to Live with Blackhawk Nation, an inside look at SEC men's and women's athletics. Here's your host, Michael Braskowski.
The SEC softball team sits 16-8 entering conference play and have won five of their last six games since returning from spring break. Sophomore Ashley Rosado says the key to the team's success has been playing like a team.
At the end of our spring break, we kind of struggled with our last four games, and we were determined to come back and just get out of the losing streak and, play as a team more and help our pitching staff more. Our defense has been solid these past four games, so that's helped a lot. And then our hitting hasn't reached its peak, but it's getting there and coming along very well. And we're just playing as a whole team, and it's just a great feeling.
Sophomore Chase Lowney says one of the keys to the team's recent success has been backing their pitching staff.
Us just backing them up as a defense and then also as offense. When we hit, it takes a lot of pressure off of our pitchers because then they have more of a comfort zone to be able to maybe walk somebody, not intentionally, but they just don't feel as much pressure when we have runs on the board and are doing their job offensively and defensively.
With the start of conference play looming on Wednesday against Indian Hills, Ashley Rosado likes what she's seen out of her team so far this season and looks for it to continue into conference play.
Pitching well, hitting their spots, hitting their locations and everything. It's been helping out our defense more. And then our defense has been backing them up and then just going and hitting very well. I mean, I really feel like we're gonna reach our peak this Wednesday coming up against Indian Hills.
The Blackhawks will travel to Ottumwa to take on Indian Hills on Wednesday, April 3rd, in a doubleheader starting at 2 o'clock. For Live with Blackhawk Nation, I'm Michael Braskowski.